The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office's use of license plate cameras is controversial, and the county will develop new policies governing their use. The use of automated license plate reader systems came under heavy public fire at the June 2nd Board of Supervisors meeting. The Sheriff's Office contracts with a company called Flock Safety for operation of 7 fixed cameras and 2 mobile ones that photograph license plates on public roadways. As discussed here by Supervisor Steve Madrone, who agendized the agenda item, the use of the cameras and its implications are of high public concern.
Today we're here because many Humboldt residents are deeply concerned about the continued use of Flock safety cameras in our county. While we all want our sheriff's office to have the tools needed to solve crime, public trust requires real oversight, not just promises. The sheriff has assured us that new policies are in place to protect privacy and comply with Senate Bill 34. However, the county's own transparency portal tells a different story. Humboldt deputies continue to log nearly every search with vague one-word reasons like, in quotes, investigation or drug trafficking, while California Highway Patrol officers properly document a specific case or a call number for each query, which is required by Senate Bill 34. More troubling, all of this data lives on Flock's private servers, and the sheriff has no independent access to the full audit logs. That means when federal agencies access Humboldt data or when searches are conducted without proper justification, our office has no way of knowing. We cannot effectively enforce California law if the company controlling the cameras is also the one controlling the records. This is not about being anti-law enforcement. It is about making sure powerful surveillance technology is used lawfully, transparently, and with meaningful accountability to the public that pays for it.
But Sheriff Billy Hansel said the camera system is useful and furthers the goal of enhancing public safety.
So we do take this responsibility very, very seriously. We do take people's privacy very seriously. I don't want a surveillance state, but as we look around, we know that we are videotaped and we are tracked by a lot of different sources that are out there. But what we're using is technology to help solve crimes after the fact, and that we've had examples of solving or help solve missing persons cases. We've had examples of solving a homicide, and there's numerous examples of how we can utilize this technology when we have we have a hard time maintaining our deputies on the street and making sure that there's a patrol element on the street. And we owe our community the best investigative efforts we possibly can. And if that's incorporating technology, we are going to do it.
During a lengthy public comment period, only 2 speakers out of many supported the cameras. The many who opposed it doubted what Hansel was telling them. When one speaker said, quote, "I was really fascinated to learn today that we've developed a new type of camera that can only record license plates," there was a lot of laughter in agreement with the sarcasm. Others said the cameras, quote, "spy on the community they serve and are," quote, "a gross violation of privacy." Flock was described as, quote, "a Trojan horse coming in and acting like a safety company whose data storage can be hacked and accessed by, quote, "rich people." Those who are less paranoid describe the cameras as a slippery slope toward loss of privacy.
I'm just a concerned community member, but there was one topic that gave me a bit of pause, and that was the designation of these cameras as being in an area where privacy could not be assumed. As someone who has grown up with phones in my house and has grown up being tracked by just about anything. You expect there to be cameras in every place that you walk into. You know that your IP address can track you at any moment. You know that your phone can be tracked no matter where you go. I feel that this definition of privacy has been shrinking over the past few years. And I worry that this is just another step in which our privacy will continue to shrink, and it will be another area in which we are tracked, and it will be a foothold for us to continue to lose our privacy in this state.
Supervisors had mixed opinions, with Madrone strongly opposed, Supervisor Rex Bone in support of the cameras, and Supervisor Michelle Bushnell acknowledging both their benefits and the concerns. A majority of supervisors voted to form a subcommittee to review the use of the cameras and bring back proposals for policies or an ordinance controlling them. Bone voted against that. Madrone's follow-up motion to take the $21,000 it costs the sheriff's office to maintain the cameras out of the annual budget failed to get a second. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.